20 South 21st Street. Earlier, Steve and I talked a little bit about gasoline prices going up, and now BP is in the news, John.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. Everybody remembers what happened back on April the 20th, and that was the blow-up or the crashing of the well there in the Gulf of Mexico. And, of course, BP, one of the largest oil companies in the world, I guess maybe the second largest oil company in the world, everyone predicted that maybe this would be the end of BP. Some firms like Goldman Sachs predicted the total cost of that spill could be as much as $200 billion. Well, it turns out that it's only going to be probably around $40 to $50 billion. And the good news is, of course, it means that BP's probably going to recover. In fact, BP stock is up about 63% since the low it hit in June. But look at some of these costs that they've delineated. They've already spent $10.7 billion actually on cleanup costs and plugging costs. And of course, they set up that $20 billion fund that our administration demanded that they do so. But they're going to be subject to all kinds of fines. They say that fines from the Justice Department under the Clean Water Act, et cetera, could be anywhere from $5 to $21 billion. And there are just hundreds of lawsuits. And just in the news this morning, the state of Ohio and the state of New York, their state pension funds are going to be the lead plaintiffs in some class action lawsuits. So sometimes we think a company is so large and so bulletproof that nothing can happen, but we see what can happen here. But it does look like that they are going to survive the worst oil spill, the most costly oil spill in the history of our country. And one of the other things, Bill, we talked about yesterday, since this is an area that is highly dependent upon manufacturing, not just manufacturing, but it's an important part of our economy. We talked about an improvement in a number of statistics when we talked about the Chicago Manufacturing Index, which is the Midwest United States, the Dallas Manufacturing Index, and how those were both up substantially. Well, we got another one out yesterday, which was the Richmond Manufacturing Index, and that's the Atlantic region, and it's expanding at a very rapid clip, so looks like aided by the dropping dollar, which is increasing the demand for exports and significantly expanding economies in emerging markets that manufacturing is picking up in the U.S. And maybe another sign of what's going on is that it appears that retailers are hot again in terms of acquisition targets. A private equity firm by the name of Leonard Green and Partners, people probably remember this, but just last week they bought Jo-Ann Stores, which is a fabrics and a crafts outlet, for $1.6 billion, they were involved in a hostile and kind of an ugly deal involving J. Crew, where they and another group of private equity firms bought them. Now they say they're going to buy BJ's Wholesale Club. If BJ's doesn't put themselves up for auction, of course, they're one of the competitors of Costco and Sam's. So must be something going on for private equity firms to be spending perfectly good money to round up retailers in this down market.
Yeah, and looking at the headlines in the business news today saying corporate firms in America are hiring people, but they're hiring them in other countries. That's what the deal is. They have business in other countries. They're hiring people there.
Yeah, they are. And there's just a lot of things going on in that labor market. The other thing is, of course, some people that are coming back are finding out that their jobs have been upgraded, and they're really not qualified for the job they were laid off from. So just a strange time.
Well, of course, we're going to be talking with you in the new year in 2011. We wish you a very great new year.
Same to you and to all of our listeners. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
That's John Taylor, Stern, Agee, and Leach. That's the company. They're at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. To reach them, you can call 479-782-2527. 782-2527. And John Taylor's email address is johntaylor@sternag.com. Really appreciate him and look forward to talking with him as he